Relate. Are y'all ready to make the turn? Let's go to the word now. Say, y'all okay? Relate. Can you say that with me? Relate. One more time. Relate. We're in a little series on relationships. And we're a church, so we're going to look at the church today and who we are here at Fellowship Church and what God has said about us as a church. Let's look at it. A little series called Relate. Amen? Today, can you say that with me? Our church, say it with me, is His what? One more time. Our church is His. See, that makes this important what we do here. Now, if we're just getting together as a social club and, you know, we're just getting together and go eat us a little covered dish dinner or something like that and, you know, read Newsweek and, you know, not preach the Bible and things like that, then you know what? Have at it. That's not what God's called us to do. He's called us His body. That makes this important. Amen? Say, if we're the body of Christ, can you imagine such a thing? He's on the right hand of God the Father, seated there, ever living to make intercession for us. He is praying for you. There's a whole great cloud of witnesses, the book of Hebrews says, that's cheering us on. Amen? To run the race. We're the body of Christ. This is important what we do here. You listening? It's important. We didn't pray by accident this morning in the truck. We didn't set up everything by accident. Your neck didn't get hugged. People reach out to you, say an encouraging word by accident. We do these things on purpose. Why? Because this matters. Y'all listening? Got it? This matters. If it ever stops mattering to me, I've got a problem. That's when I quit. That's when it all gets wrapped up in my life. If it ever becomes something I'm just doing because I got to get me a paycheck, I can get me another paycheck, even in hard times, another way. Don't want that to become this here. Y'all listening? It's really important what we do here at Fellowship Church because we're the body of Christ. You can't be called anything greater than that. You're His body. So let's look at it this morning. Let's explore this, and we'll probably do it over a couple of weeks. Next Sunday morning, by the way, we're going to have guys that were bound for prison, bound to be locked up, under the influence of many of them of drugs. They have opted to go into a program. A judge has said, you can go into this program over here instead of going to jail, and they've opted to go into an 18-month program. And they're going to be with us next Sunday morning, many of these guys sharing their testimony how Jesus Christ has come into their life. Now, some of them just barely been saved for a little while. Some of them's been in the program for a while. And so we're going to have that next Sunday morning. So it might take me 2 weeks before I get back to this, okay? But we're going to have a good time. But they're part of the body of Christ too. So that's next Sunday. The body of Christ is the church. It's made up of those who have personally, can you say that word with me? Personally place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. To be a Christian, you need to personally have faith in Jesus. I can't have faith for you. Okay, you can't get under the Clark umbrella. Amen? My drunk mama had to be saved. Her hell-raising son had to be saved. That's how it works. You need to be saved. If you're not a Christian, that's how we do it. That's how we get into the body of Christ. I personally put my faith in Christ. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. That's how you get into the body of Christ. Jesus answered Nicodemus and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him, that's believes in Jesus, should not perish but have everlasting life. So how do I get in the body of Christ? Somebody tell me. By personally doing what? Believing in Jesus. Well, I'm a good person. Great. You're not in the body of Christ. I give money. Great, you're not in the body of Christ. How do you get in the body of Christ? Somebody take a wild guess. By putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Period. Can I be born in it? Can I be confirmed into it? Nope. Oh, I'm not saying people don't say that. It's just not in the Bible. Amen? It's not in there. Check it out. Where is it? Ain't in there. Only way you can get into the body of Christ is to come through Jesus Christ. Amen? So that's how we become part of the body of Christ. Is Fellowship Church the only body of Christ? Somebody tell me. No, that's absurd. Many, many, many Christians throughout our community and churches that are preaching the Word of God, that are solid, they're the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ right here at Fellowship Church. Amen? This is our local church body right here that meets here. When did the body of Christ first appear? We're talking about relate, but this has a lot to do with that. It was at the Last Supper where we heard this kind of talk out of Jesus. He took bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, he gave it unto them, and he said, say it with me, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. The body of Christ. We are his body. Jesus commanded his disciples to keep this symbolic observance of communion. And let's learn a little bit about communion. Communion is described as intimacy. That's what the word communion means. It means common interest or sharing things in common. We at Fellowship Church are the body of Christ, and we are to have communion. Not just eat the little cracker and the drink. Amen? We're to have communion like this. We're to have things in common. The one thing that has what we have in common, a few things. Number one, Jesus. Amen? Number two, the Word of God, the Bible. We believe the Bible here. If you go to Fellowship Church and you don't believe the Bible, guess what? You need to be saved and you need to believe the Bible. Amen? You'll never be saved unless you believe the Bible. Why? Because that's where I heard about Jesus. I didn't get it off the back of a Skippy jar or something. Okay? It came from the Word of God. We've got that in common, Jesus and the Word of God. The thing at Fellowship that we started out with, the Lord laid on my heart real heavy, right from the Scriptures, and that's this: we love Jesus and we love people. We love Jesus. Can you say that with me? We love Jesus and we love people. That is what we do here. Those are things we have in common. Are we all the same? No, thank God. Amen? Aren't you glad you're not like me? Amen? Listen, we're different. But we have Jesus in common. We have His Word in common. Amen? We have His gospel, His mission in common. The beautiful thing is, the world could not be reached. Our community could not be reached if we were all the same. You have different friends. You have different influence. You have different personality. You have a different demeanor. God can use you to reach our community for Christ. That's the calling He has on us. We have this in common. Amen? Got it? Say. We have one gospel at Fellowship Church. Jesus came, born of a virgin, lived, died on a cross, rose from the dead the third day. That's the gospel. You wonder what the gospel is? That's the gospel. It's the story of Jesus. It's the good news. That's what we have. One gospel. We have those things in common. It's our belief, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ that gives us our communion, our intimacy, our common interest. We are the body of Christ. The ground is level at the cross. Can you say that with me? The ground is level at the cross. So that's our banner, the cross. Amen? The ground is level there. That's where my drunk mama came. Maybe you're a PhD here today. That's where you have to come. Maybe you're an old person. Maybe you're a young person like me, a 16-year-old, 15 and a half, 16-year-old. Hey, it doesn't matter. The ground is level at the cross. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Amen? So let's learn a little bit. So, we who have believed in Jesus Christ are His church. We're His church. I thought it was just something I did on Sunday. Friend, this is alive, a living organism. We are called out ones. God, the Holy Spirit, we've been saved by the blood of Christ. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. We've been called out. Are you feeling a little bit better about who you are today? Say, you're the church. This is awesome. We're called out ones. We're members. We have membership here at Fellowship Church, and I try not to downplay it. Because I need more people to just say, hey, Pastor, I'm with you. I'm with that body there. I want to help. I want to be a part. I want to help you do what's going on in this community for Jesus. But the bottom line is, it's not so much about being a member here, friend. It's about being a member in Him. Amen? A lot of you come. This is not a members members of fellowship only kind of meeting. There are some churches that if you're not a member of their church, you can't get baptized by them. You can't have communion. I just don't buy that. I think if you're in Jesus, we're together. Got it? Say, if you're in Jesus, we're together. I don't care about the name above the door. I love this place. I believe in this. If I didn't, I mean, I'd be a sorry preacher if I didn't believe in who we are and what we're doing. But the point is, the important thing is that you're a member of the body of Christ. And I hope you're happy to be a part of Fellowship Church. But man, the thing that really ought to get you going is that you're a member of the body of Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord with me. Amen. That ought to get you excited. The body of believers in Jesus Christ. So, boy, that's the relationship you need. Amen? We're talking about relate. Relate. Okay? That's the relationship that's required for you to be in the body of Christ, that you're a believer in Christ. And now that you are a believer in Christ, we're the body of Christ. We have communion together. We have intimacy. What does that mean? Common interest, common goals. Are we all alike? No. But there are certain things that we believe together. And you ought to check out our mission statement. You can pick one out back. What we believe, and it has our mission statement too. Go on the web and check it out. But you'll see the things that's there is right out of the Bible. Amen? That's the thing that binds us together. We're not his physical body. That's obvious. We are empowered by God, the Holy Spirit, to accomplish his purpose while on this planet. That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you my Spirit. And we have the Spirit of the living God working inside of us. And I know that gets a little spooky. You ought to hang around for the next service because we're starting a new series today called Move Me, a series on the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And a lot of people are crazy on this. You know, they're goofy. God didn't save us to be goofy, did he? We're already goofy. The Holy Spirit's not goofy. He wants us to be in unity. He wants us to accomplish his purpose on this planet. He wants us to have communion together. He wants us to do his will, to serve him. Our church is his body. Keep looking. Let's look at some body parts right quick. Don't get worried. Here we go. However, one of my points of my next sermon coming up is get naked, isn't it? But you'd stay around. It's not what you think. Here we go. There are many parts to the body of Christ. There are many parts to the body of Christ here. How many think you can play the guitar like Jimmy here? Can I see your hand? Play the keyboard like Miss Karen. Run a big soundboard up there. Some of you could do this. How about run this computer down here? Do all these sermons. Do that. You see what I'm saying? Some of you can do that. Praise God. Do different. We have different gifts, don't we? How many could spend an hour with 88 children like some people did last Sunday morning? You can do that. Praise God you can. We're different, aren't we? Some people, it's not your cup of tea to get out there early and just hug people's necks and hug people's necks and hug people's necks. Amen? Some people, that's their thing, man. We're all different. Not everybody can stand up and teach like me and holler and mess. Amen? We're all different. Now look at Miss Jane smiling. My wife had some little bit of surgery this past week. She's doing good and doing fine. She'll be here in a little bit, and I'll get in trouble for even saying it. But it was so nice. People like Miss Jane has the gift of love and hospitality and bringing a meal by. Amen? Or fixing flowers. People, you know, different things that we can do. Got it? We're all different. There are many parts to the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12. For as the body is one and has many members, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether bond or free. We've all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not what? One what? You need to know Fellowship Church ain't Gary Clark. You need to know that. God's called me to pastor, and that's what I'm doing here. But this church is not Gary Clark. You kidding me? I can do about this. I can get up here with this old black Bible. That's about what I can do. But to pull all this other stuff off, you seeing, aren't you glad we got some helpers? That's the body of Christ. Praise the Lord with me. Come on.
That's the body of Christ. Amen. Come on.
Listen, it's not one member. Say it with me. But what?
Many.
Keep going. Now, you're the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophet, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? I'm going to stop right there. You turn on Christian TV and you think almost everybody has to be workers of miracles. I can't hardly look sometimes and I see this. It looks all the same a lot to me. Do I believe in miracles? Yeah, I believe in miracles, but I believe in a lot of phony junk going on. I believe a lot of phony junk's going on. Excuse me. Okay? There's a lot going on in the body of Christ. It's not all the same. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Some churches, they teach you how to speak in tongues before you can actually be saved, before you actually have the Spirit of God in your life. Is that true? It is true. That's what they say. That's not true according to the Bible. We got to be careful that we don't just push our thing. Amen? Say. Are y'all listening or did you run out on me? Come on. Do all interpret? I'm just waiting to hear one. Excuse me. But covet earnestly after the best gifts, yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Keep going. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. Would you say that? Boy, that's huge for the church this morning. Come on. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to... One more time. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. That ought to be the verse of the church. Amen? Come on, one more time. Pop it back up. For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. We have things in common. We're the body of Christ. It's all about me. Don't we get selfish sometimes, even at church? Say, oh yeah. Come on. There's one head. I thought you were the head, preacher. I ain't the head. You kidding me? We got a ugly head if it's me. We're in trouble if it's me. I'm his shepherd. I'm an under-shepherd. Amen? He calls people like us, like me, to be a shepherd over you guys. But man, I'm not the head. Who's the head? Somebody tell me. Jesus Christ is the head of Fellowship Church in Englewood, Florida. He's the head. Period. Flat out. Boom. Who do y'all believe in? Jesus Christ. I said a couple of weeks ago in the second sermon, I believe, somebody wrote me an email and said, all you say is God, 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 God. I thought Jesus was God, the email says. It says, I feel like I'm back at the Jewish synagogue. I'm like, I'm almost thinking they went to another church that Sunday and they were smoking something and thought it was me. I might have warts and wrinkles and problems and issues, but one thing Gary don't have a problem with is knowing who I believe in. I love the Apostle Paul. He said, I know whom I have believed in. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Amen? There's one head of this church, Jesus Christ. If we keep that centered, we can accomplish great things. If I ever get to look and you look at me, you're it. Or we look at Rod, you're it. Or Miss Karen or Mr. Jimmy or Mr. Whoever, Mrs. Whoever. We got issues. We keep our eyes on Jesus. Because you and I are fleeting. I buried somebody Thursday. Used to sit right over here. Last week, I buried a 21-year-old. Used to sit back here. We better not put our confidence in each other, per se. Amen? But our confidence in Jesus. He's our head, man. Ephesians 1, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the what? Church, which is his what? Body, that the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Jesus Christ is the head. Now here's a big temptation. What's the temptation? It's to assume that everybody in the body should be doing what you're doing or as much as you're doing. That's the big temptation. Pop it. Listen, woman, a big temptation at church, and this is why churches split and have problems, is to assume that everybody should be doing what you're doing. Or to be doing as much as you're doing.
And what is that saying, basically? That I'm an arrogant pig. Everybody shouldn't be doing what you're doing. If everybody did what you would be doing or doing, we'd only be doing one thing. We need many things going on here, right? Yes or no? And you know, you might be doing something and you might be doing a lousy job at it. You might be doing a great job. I don't know. But this idea that everybody's supposed to do what you do or go to the Bible study, you go to. My other church we were at for years and years and years, they had only one Bible. And thank God we didn't push this real hard, but that denomination did. And that was, if you didn't use the King James Version, you were inferior. I use the King James. I just would like for you to use a Bible that's a good version, a good translation that you can understand, and above everything, I hope you read it. Not say, well, I use this Bible, bless God. Who gives a rip if you don't read it? Amen? Say. I know I'm getting ugly. This could be a little talk right here. Amen? Come on. Our church is His what? One more time. Our church is His? I think we're going to quit right there. I think we got enough today. Amen? Plus the clock's coming down. But I think we got it. Our church is His body. It's not just about me. A lot of different folk. It is all about Jesus, though. Amen? Are you a believer in Jesus? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, I love that. That's giving Him credit. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and stand on up. Thank you much this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's hard for me to shut up. That's why I like that second service. I can keep going. Thank you for being here today. I wish you'd turn your head around and just look at the good crowd today. Good crowd today. And it was raining. It was raining. Preachers hate rain on Sunday. But you know, you're here. You're here today. You're part of the body of Christ.